There's two kinds of nostalgia, I think, to begin with. So there's a kind of collective cultural nostalgia, which is what we talk about here, where everything is like just a rehash and a reboot of something which went before. There's like people sharing videos on Twitter of like how great it was in the 1980s and all of this kind of thing. Like that is a cultural nostalgia, because as a culture, we can't move on from it. Everything stopped in 2000. Nothing interesting is made anymore, and all of that kind of thing. But then there's something quite different, which is something much more potent that people have to be careful with, and that's a personal nostalgia. So, and Once Upon a Time in America is focused on personal nostalgia. So Noodles and the whole kind of theme of the movie, it's not a nostalgia for the 1920s or the 1930s. Like they're not nostalgic for prohibition. He's not nostalgic for horse and carts on the road. But what it is friendship and relationships and an idealized past. And this is why so many of the scenes, as I say, are set up in this gentle, glowing cinematography of the past, which are the earlier ones. And it's not because like the culture was more interesting. It's because it was a time of innocence. It's because that was the time when you could peep through a little hole and watch a girl that you're 13 or 14, and then the girl down the street, and you'd peep through and watch her do a ballet thing. A lot of the stuff which is in Once Upon a Time in America seems kind of dodgy and perverted now, the nakedness and things like that, which it didn't used to be quite honest. This is because we've just become profoundly sick. It didn't used to be seen as such a dark thing for a 14-year-old boy to try and perv on a... She calls him a cockroach. You know what I mean? And so you have these moments of your youth and these moments when you take her out to dinner or at moments of friendship and all of this kind of thing. This is all personal nostalgia. And Ennio Morricone's soundtrack in this, I find at times almost painful to listen to, because he knows exactly what he's doing. It's not, he's kind of manipulating your feelings, not because he wants to evoke so much the feeling or the world, the vibe of the 1930s or the 1920s. He's trying to make you think of your personal moments of the past. He's trying to make you think of when you were 15 and you had your first crush on the girl down the street, or that magical moment when you went out with your mates and the sun was just perfect in the sky and everybody had the spring sap in their veins and everything was great and everything was on a soft palate and everything was wonderful. And this is why this movie, despite how grim it is and despite the violence, it has something which hooks people and it makes people feel kind of disturbed. You can go and just listen to the soundtrack on YouTube. But what I would advise is that, you know, I never give out. I don't dish out life advice to people. I know there's people who do that and all of this. I don't. It's not really my thing. But one of the earliest videos that I ever did was I went fishing and I knew somebody who'd committed suicide. And it was like the third or the fourth suicide within 18 months or something like that. And since that time, I've known more. Like somebody that I went to school with died, just committed suicide just 3 weeks ago, who I knew since I was 12. And one of the things that I spoke about, one of the things that is still the same thing that happens in this again and again and again, is that it'll be a man who probably, usually there's a woman involved, usually they'll be broken up with a relationship, but it'll be a man alone. He'll probably have had a drink. But another funny little thing is that they tend to be listening to music from the past, from their youth when things were better. Now, not always the 90s, it could be old. I know I had an uncle who's, you know, that was another, I don't want to get into that, that's too personal, but there's a trend, there's a trap that you can fall into late at night, and you've had a drink, and you get into a certain mood of personal nostalgia, and that can be like an abyss opening up under you. And when you get older, when you hit 40, you'll understand what I mean. And you've got to be very careful for that. And I say this, I never dish out advice, but I will, you have to be careful for that. Because the repeating factor in all of the suits, and it's always men, is always kind of the feeling which is in Once Upon a Time in America. It is this yearning for the past. It is this kind of, when everything, what when Pink Floyd said, when the grass was greener and the air was sweeter and all of that, you have to be very, very careful with that. And be careful with even the soundtrack to Once Upon a Time in America. So, and because Once Upon a Time in America is about that at its core. I don't think it's about gangsters, yeah. But the deeper idea of it is reflecting on the past, dwelling on it too much. I mean, that's central to the whole thing. And you can see that it, in the case of Noodles, it can lead you into a kind of delusion. Like a kind of nihilistic abyss, which it is very, very difficult to get out of. So on that subject, like, be tread carefully, fellas, on that. And if you ever find yourself slipping into the doom late at night, just remember this little monologue and get out of that quickly and go for some fresh air or something. That's me little bit over there.